Okay, I'm part of a whole new world now, and I may be behind. You can text us this morning at 92925. It's Nikki and The Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. Facebook Marketplace. Have you ever?
I see the banners. I haven't yet delved into it.
Kim, have you ever?
No, but a lot of my friends.
Mark, have you ever?
We've sold on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay, that's not as fun as shopping on Facebook Marketplace. They have so much cool stuff on there, and I'll tell you why I ended up on Facebook Marketplace. I'd like to go skating, and I don't have skates.
Okay.
And so I was looking online, Canadian Tire, all these stores. And
not essential.
Well, they're not essential, and you can do curbside pickup, but I couldn't really find my size, and then I was like, what if they don't fit anyway? Then they're going to have to refund me, I'll choose another. Are they going to run back into the store and be like, hold on, I'll bring you back a 7?
Yeah, yeah. No, you have to try them on.
Right? Like, it's going to be a hassle. So I felt like, let me check out Facebook Marketplace and see. Tons of skates on there. I messaged a woman and said, hey, do you mind if I try these on before I purchase them? Sure. I did a little negotiating, which you guys, if you know me, I'm horrible at this, though.
Like, yeah. You went lower than the price, right?
No, I didn't know. So the skates were listed at $55.
Okay.
And I said, I didn't say would you let them go. I'm not that cool. I said, would you accept $45 for them? And then she said, I'll let them go at $50. I'm like, okay, good deal.
Perfect. Lovely. There you go. See?
Mark's mad I didn't try to go lower.
You should have said $35. She would have said, $40.
It's her first transaction.
I knew he was going to say that. So we met yesterday at Côte Vertu Mall in the parking lot. Super sweet. I tried the skates on in my car and I forgot cash. I think you normally have to bring cash, right?
Yeah.
For these things. She allowed me to send her an e-transfer, which was really nice because I said I don't have enough cash.
Very trustworthy.
And she was, the nice thing about this too, though, is about Facebook Marketplace as opposed, and nobody's paying me for this, by the way. I don't know. I'm not endorsing this. I'm just telling you about my experience. But compared to Kijiji and like Craigslist, that kind of thing, you can see if you have mutual friends. She and I had four mutual friends.
That's so true. There's a level of comfort and security there, even if you've never met them
before. A little bit. I'm not saying like go run to these people's homes or be in a dark alley with them or anything, but I think there was part of her that like she saw my profile, saw what I did. Like, if I didn't pay her, she'd probably be like, I'll find you.
I know where you were.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like nowadays, if you're buying something, unless you're really hung up or bent on buying something new, that you'd almost be, it would almost be foolish to not check places like Facebook Marketplace just to sort of see if there's stuff out there for half the price.
I think I will definitely do that from now on because then, you know, next thing I'm typing in like Michael Kors and I'm like, oh my God.
Let's try and keep the list on, you know, for things we need for now.
That's the thing. I just found myself browsing. I'm like, what do I want? A friend bought like a nearly brand new sofa though yesterday, like a leather sofa that was $1,500 less than she would have bought it new because she got it on there. Anyway, I was just a big fan. Especially right now when there's so many things we cannot get. Because, it just makes a lot of sense to try and keep the money. And people need the money, too.
I've bought a lot of things online, not necessarily with Marketplace. But when you said that you were buying skates, I kind of cringed a little bit. And, I mean, forgive me for judging a little bit, but I don't think I would ever buy secondhand footwear. There's just too many kind of risk factors here.
I love when my hygiene is judged by the guy who showers once every 2 months. That's my favorite part. No, I don't care about skates. That doesn't bother me. Would that bother you, Mark?
No, you're wearing socks. It's not like bowling shoes.
No, you're wearing socks.
Well, kind of.
Kim?
Skates, I'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd be okay with skates, too. You put on big socks in there, whatever. They're fine.
Did you do a sniff test at all?
No, I didn't smell them because I know what hockey gear smells like.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And that was the other thing. I spent $50 on these skates. I happen to know that these skates new are over $300.
Oh, fantastic.
It was just like a woman, her son. Her son's a teenage boy, plays like high-level hockey, so I would have never paid that much for skates, so now I have a quality pair of skates for $50.
With the $5 you saved, maybe get some Febreze and just give it a little spray down or something.
Why don't you spray yourself down with a little Febreze?
I'll borrow some of yours.
Here's the weekend.